Greek voters said no in a historic referendum on a bailout offer from European leaders. The concern now is that the no vote could send Greece crashing out of the eurozone and into an even worse recession. NPR's Chris Arnold reports from Athens.
The Greek word for no is ohi, and across Athens and the Greek islands, it's on posters, spray painted on walls, on old cars. It's a sign of the anger that many Greeks feel over the terms that Europe has insisted on in recent years in exchange for bailout money for this struggling economy. The no voters say, look, the unemployment rate here has doubled since 2010. 25% of Greeks looking for work can't find a job. So they say, what kind of bailout is that? Enough, no, όχι.
Did you vote yes or no?
Ψηφίσατε ναι ή όχι.
Όχι.
Όχι, σαφώς. It was a no, a clear no.
Panayotis Bissaros voted in Athens earlier today.
Όλος ο ελληνικός λαός συμφωνεί ότι θα πρέπει να το...
He says that by saying no is just another way to put more pressure on the European Union to help us and be more moderate on the measures.
Many here say Greece had to pay bailout money back too quickly, agreed to cut pensions for retirees and to raise taxes. All this, they say, is crushing their economy. Others here warned that a no vote was dangerous, but Passaros doesn't believe that. He thinks that the media and European leaders were trying to scare the Greek people.
He says that people are controlled by three things, by sex, by money, and by fear. And they wanted to make us feel the fear.
But for others exiting the polls today, this was not just a symbolic vote to push Europe to cut Greece a better deal.
Sometimes I'm very sad. I'm very, very worried, and I'm extremely angry, extremely angry.
Maria Skoku is a 41-year-old psychiatrist who voted with her mother. They both voted yes, and she's upset because she thinks that Greeks don't really understand what they might be putting into motion by voting no.
A vote for no will be a total disaster, total disaster.
And why? What do you think could happen or will happen with a no vote?
That we will eventually be kicked out from the euro and the eurozone, which I think is going to be a huge mistake. One of those historic mistakes that Greece has made.
Many of the yes voters agree and think that Greece could be pushed back to using its own currency, perhaps the old drachma. That might set off runaway inflation. Skoku's mother worries that she'll have to bring a suitcase full of drachmas to the grocery store.
She means that the money will have no use, no value.
And clearly, many people in Greece are very scared. A woman working a cash register at a little gift shop didn't want to be recorded, but she broke down crying, saying that she's been wanting to have a baby, but she's too afraid. She can't find a good job, and there's just too much economic uncertainty. Maria Skoku says her brother, who's a chemical engineer, has started to actually look for another job overseas in case he loses his job here in Greece.
Australia.
Looking for a job in Australia.
But, okay, where does Greece go from here? It's unclear exactly what the response from European leaders will be. People in Greece, especially business owners, are desperate to get the banks back open. People are having trouble paying their rents and buying merchandise to put on their store shelves. Konstantinos Poulakidas, who runs a small wristwatch stand, summed up Greece's situation this way.
The
future is invisible, and we cannot see it. The future is invisible.
And so that continues to be true even after the votes are counted. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Athens.